is a podcast by RK Kids, read by Michelle Boussin. We hear about St. Therese of Lisieux. Her last name is Martin. Thérèse Martin was born on January 2, 1873, in the town of Alençon, France. Her mother's name is Zélie, and her father's name is Louis. She has four sisters, Marie, Pauline, Léonie, and Céline. At Thérèse's home, they often go to church and pray. From a young age, Thérèse loves Jesus very much. Thérèse is very happy. She's a cheerful child, but she can get very angry sometimes. She's very attached to her mother. Preferring to be close to her, she follows her mother everywhere. She's also fond of her father. When her father comes home from work, he lifts her on his shoulders. He calls her his queen. Thérèse is only 4 years old when something bad happens. Her mother gets very sick and dies. This gives Thérèse a lot of grief. She misses her mother terribly. She's no longer as cheerful and carefree as she used to be. Fortunately, her oldest sister Pauline wants to be like a second mother to her. The Martin family moves to Lisieux, which in French is pronounced Lisieux. The house where they then live is called Le Bisonnet. This means something like the grows. The house has a beautiful garden. Thérèse likes the garden very much. She likes to make tea from seeds and bark from the garden. She also grows flowers. In the garden, she makes several altars of her own. She also enjoys just sitting in the grass and listening to the wind. She often finds herself praying. She enjoys going out with her father much as well. She calls him my dear king, and he takes her fishing. When Thérèse is 9 years old, her sister Pauline leaves home to enter the convent. The convent is called the Carmel. So now Thérèse loses a mother for the second time, or so it feels. One day, Thérèse becomes very ill. As she lies sick in bed, something very special happens. From her bed, she can see a statue of Mary. And what happens? Mary smiles at her. This makes Thérèse incredibly happy. She now understands that she has a mother in heaven who loves her. She is also instantly better. We now jump forward in time. Thérèse is now 13 years old. She's a very sensitive girl. She cries easily, even over things that are not that important. At the Christmas Vigil Mass, she experiences something very special. She experiences the newly born child Jesus entering her heart as streams of light. Thérèse realizes, because God made himself small and weak out of love for me, he makes me strong and courageous. This moment on Christmas night completely changes her life. She's no longer the same. Jesus has transformed her heart. From that moment on, she feels very strong and she no longer cries over things that are unimportant. She herself calls this the Christmas Day Grace. From the Christmas Day Grace on, she feels the love of Jesus coming into her heart. And since that moment, she's always happy. She no longer wants to live for herself, but for Jesus. Thérèse wants to make Jesus happy by loving others. Meanwhile, Thérèse wants nothing more than to be like her sister Pauline and to go into the convent too. But she's too young. She has to be 21. Therefore, she goes with her father on a trip to Rome. When she gets to the Pope, she kneels before him and asks him if she can enter already when she's only 15. The Pope says neither yes nor no. He says, "Listen to the bishop, and God willing, it will work out." Thérèse would have preferred the Pope's permission, that would have been easier. Nevertheless, she continues to trust. And what happens? The night before Thérèse turns 15, the bishop gives his permission. Thérèse leaves her father's house to live in the Carmel convent. She's given a habit, which is special clothing that convent sisters wear. At the convent, she chooses a new name, Thérèse of the Infant Jesus and of the Holy Face. Life in the convent is not easy, but Thérèse wants to be there anyway. She also does her best to always have a happy face and not to complain, even to sisters who are not so nice. She always tries to have a smile and be helpful. Thérèse has an important wish. She wants nothing more than to become a saint. But how could she do that? Then Thérèse looks at the examples of all the great saints. She thinks, oh, I can't do that. At first, she becomes discouraged. But then she encourages herself. Jesus is good. He put this desire in my heart. He wouldn't do this if it were unachievable, she thinks. And she then understands. In my smallness, I can try to become holy. I cannot make myself bigger. I have to take myself as I am with all my faults. Thérèse makes a plan for herself. I'm going to find a way to heaven. A small, short, and straight road. A new road. She compares it to an elevator. She's going to look for an elevator that will take her to Jesus. Then she will not have to go up the steep stairs and take the huge step of the great saints. They are too difficult for her. She goes looking and asks Jesus to show her the little short way. Then she reads the following passage in the Bible. If anyone is small, let him come to me. Free interpretation of Therese of Proverbs, chapter 9, verse 4. Thérèse is curious. What would Jesus do with the very small? She searches further and reads another passage in the Bible. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. I will carry you at my breast and cradle you on my knees. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13. Now she understands what the little way is. She has found the elevator. The elevator to heaven is the arms of Jesus himself. Now she also knows, I must not become bigger, but rather smaller. If I'm small, then Jesus will lift me up. Thérèse has found the short, quick way to Jesus. It is the little way. But she's still looking for something else. She wonders in what way she can best serve Jesus. Then Thérèse discovers what her place in the body of the church is. She gets to be the heart. She gets to be a heart that burns with love. Thérèse has discovered her special vocation. She may be the love. Love in the heart of the church. Now she has peace and tranquility in her heart. It is love that will bring her close to Jesus. When Thérèse is 23 years old, she becomes very ill. She understands that she cannot get better and that she will eventually die. Then she promises the other convent sisters, when I am in heaven, I will continue to do good on earth and I will make it rain roses. By roses from heaven, she means moments of grace that she will ask God for us. Thérèse dies when she's only 24 years old. Now Thérèse is with God in heaven. She's a saint. So when you see or receive a rose, you may think of Thérèse and pray for her. You may then immediately think, can I also do something good for others? This was the story of Thérèse of Lisieux. You can also read it again in our coloring booklet. You can find it on our website, rkkids.nl. Thank you for listening, and who knows? You may see a rose somewhere today.